Test 76, Section 3, Question 3. Here, we're looking for what would resolve or account for the increase in the rate of population decline. So it says official listing of animal species is endangered, triggers the enforcement of these safeguards to protect it, tighter animal export and trade restrictions, stronger anti-poaching laws. So basically, once they get on the endangered list, all these laws kick into place to protect them. Nevertheless, there have been many cases in which the decline in the wild population of a species was more rapid after it was listed as endangered than before. So there's times where the decline accelerates once they're listed. So we need something that's going to say, why would listing then be followed by an increase in their decline? The process of officially listing an endangered species can take many years, but that doesn't really matter. It doesn't explain why it changes once we do it. Public campaigns to save species often focus only on those species that garner attention. I don't think that really matters. It doesn't say why listing is going to change the rate of decline. C, the number of animal species listed as endangered has recently increased dramatically. That doesn't explain why the listing is going to be followed by a decline. Animals are more desirable to collectors when they're perceived to be rare. Oh, wait a minute. That could do it, because that's going to say once you put them on the list, all of a sudden people are like, ooh, I want one of those. And so D could do it. Poachers find it progressively more difficult to locate animals of a species after it declines. Well, that doesn't really say anything about what them getting listed. And so D is the only thing that could resolve or account for that increased decline. And so that's our correct answer.